Welcome to the Cool English Podcast, where I bring you English vocab, culture, pronunciation, and much more.
Hello, I'm John, your host and the creator of Cool English. Whether you're learning or teaching English, join us for a fun and informative journey every week. We cover a range of topics to help students and teachers of all ages. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode. Hello, everyone. My name's John, and today we'll be going over action verbs number one. This is a great set of 10 words, action verbs. Verbs can be both stative and action. Stative verbs are verbs like need or want, where action verbs are things like walk or run. So let's go over 10 really common ones I like to teach on the site. First one is dodge, D-O-D-G-E. And dodge is to avoid someone or something by a sudden movement. For example, we play a game called dodgeball in America. If someone throws a ball at you, you try to move your body suddenly to dodge the ball or avoid the ball hitting you. You also might dodge someone. Maybe someone's trying to call you or contact you and you don't want to talk to them. And they might say, hey, are you dodging me? One more time, that's dodge. Next, we have flex, F-L-E-X. Flex has two meanings. One is to contract or tense a muscle. Men sometimes flex their muscles in pictures or the mirror to make them look bigger. We also use flex to bend a limb or other material. Glass, for example, is not something you can flex. It will break or crack. So one more time, that's flex. After that, we have grab, G-R-A-B. Grab means to get something or someone with your hand, to seize something. So it's very common to say, grab me a soda from the refrigerator, or grab your book for the class. So to get something with your hand, we say grab, G-R-A-B. Next, we have hop, H-O-P. And hop means to jump in short, bouncing movements. So rabbits or kangaroos move by hopping. We also use hop to say get in or get out of cars or vehicles. So we say, hey, hop in the car, let's go for a ride, or stop the bus, I want to hop off. After that, we have peek, P-E-E-K, peek. Peek means to look quickly, typically in a secret manner. So we might open our window to peek at our neighbor and see what they're doing. Many children peek at their Christmas presents before Christmas. If someone says in a movie, close your eyes, I have a surprise, they'll normally say, no peeking. Next, we have scratch. S-C-R-A-T-C-H, scratch. Scratch means to cut the surface of something superficially. So if you have something hard in your pocket, you might scratch your cell phone screen. Many times a car can get a scratch on the paint. A cat might scratch your leg with its nails or claws. We also use scratch to mean to rub your skin to relieve an itch. So if you have an itch on your back or somewhere, you normally take your hand and you scratch the itch to alleviate or relieve it. After that, we have slap, S-L-A-P. And slap means to hit someone with the palm of your hand. So if you close your hand and hit someone, it's called a punch. But if you use your open palm, it's called a slap. So in movies, if a man offends a woman, she might slap him in the face. We also slap our friends on the back to congratulate them. So one more time, that's slap. Next, there's slip, S-L-I-P. And slip means to slide for a short distance, losing your balance. So if the floor is wet, or maybe there's a banana peel on the floor, you step on it and slip and fall. Next, we have toss, T-O-S-S, toss. Toss means to throw lightly or casually. We toss rings onto Coke bottles at Disneyland. We might toss a coin to see who goes first in a game. So to throw something, even a ball, we say toss the ball. Next, and finally, we have wipe. W-I-P-E. Wipe means to clean something by rubbing its surface. So you wipe the counter or the table after eating. Your car has wipers that wipe the glass when it starts to rain. We wipe our face with a napkin after we eat. So one more time, that's wipe. Okay, those are the 10 words. Let's go back and take a look. We have dodge, flex, grab, hop, peek, scratch, slap, slip, toss, and wipe. Thank you very much for listening to Action Verbs number 1. Please check out coolenglish.net for a full review of these verbs with pictures, games, videos, and more.
Do you want to learn English?
Cool English.
Do you want to learn
cool English?
Cool English, dude. English.